今天是我最后讲天堂的信息。
This is the last time, when I'm going to be preaching on the topic of heaven.
也就是我今天天堂最后的一篇信息。
So this is the last message about heaven.
在两个星期之后，我要开始讲生命记。
And in 2 weeks, I will begin to preach on Deuteronomy.
所以我跟弟兄姐妹讲过，那天将会有圣经问答比赛。
And I've mentioned this to you all that there will be a Bible question time then.
所以如果你还没有开始的话，我盼望你今天晚上回到家就开始，不然这话就来不及。
So if you have not begun reading the book of Deuteronomy, you need to start maybe tonight, because otherwise it'll be too late.
上个星期如果你们没有在当中的，我将会有三份奖品。
If you were not here last week, I have 3 prizes.
第一名是一本英编一个皮的圣经中英。
The first prize is going to be a Chinese English Bible. Leather bound with gold trim.
还有第三名。
And there will be also a second and a third prize.
所以盼望你，如果你还没有开始的话，你从今天晚上就开始生命记。
So if you have not begun to read Deuteronomy, I urge you to begin tonight.
那么我在过去3-4 weeks 的时间，我讲到天堂的事情。
In the last 3 or 4 months, I've talked about heaven.
那么我盼望你们对天堂多多少少有一些认识。
So I hope that you have kind of a concept about heaven.
那么对天堂有了认识，那么现在我们应当怎么活？
So now that we understand heaven, then how should we live?
让我们来看圣经几处的经文。
Let's open our Bible to several scriptures.
哥林多后书第四章第16-18.
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16-18.
4:16. 所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这次战是新的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16. Therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
第二节经文是在希伯来书第11:16。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16.
16节，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
最后一段经文是在彼得后书第3:11-14.
The next scripture is 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 11-14.
11节，这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化，但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有意积在其中。第14节，亲爱的弟兄们，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤 使自己没有玷污，无可指责，坦然见主。
Second Peter verse, chapter 3 verse 11. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. Verse 14. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with Him.
一般的人认为一个人生下来，
A lot of people think that once you're born,
长大成人，
you grow and mature,
结婚生孩子，
you get married, you have children,
有一份很好的职业。
You have a good profession.
然后退休养老就这么结束了。
You retire, you grow old, and that's it.
他们只想到这一生。
They only think about this life.
没有想到来生的生命。
They did not think about what is to come.
我们既然这一生这么短暂。
And this life is so short.
很多人都会在这个世界上趁机会的抓。
And so a lot of people like to get whatever they can in this life.
尽量的抓，抓得越多越好。
They continue to grasp onto whatever they can get. The more the better.
一个孩子生下来就会抓。
A baby after it was born will begin to hold on.
做父母的看到自己的孩子生下来。
As parents we see our children born.
在世界上就开始抓。
And they began to hold on to whatever.
师母跟我就是在我们孩子诞生的时候。
And my wife and I, when we saw our baby born.
几个月之后，她就会抓。
And after several months, she began to grab.
那么有一天，她就抓住她的头发不放。
One day, she hold on to her own hair, and she would not let go.
她一直在哭。
And she continued to cry.
我们在这个世界上看到很多人正在抓。
And in this earth, we see a lot of people trying to get a hold of things.
有很多人在这个世界上寄图财宝。
A lot of people accumulate material goods.
那么因为他们看到的只有这一生。
Because all they see is this life.
机会只有一个。
There is only one opportunity.
那么在我还没有认识神之前，我也是如此。
And before I come to know Christ, I was the same way.
那时我以为一个人活在世界上就是要做一个成功的人。
And at that time I thought, for a person to live, you have to be famous.
赚很多的钱。
You have to earn a lot of money.
我希望在这个历史里面留下一些故事。
And then you will leave your mark on history.
所以在初中的时候我就决心努力奋斗。
Oh, and so when I was in middle school, I began to work really hard.
那么当时我看到的只是眼前的东西。
And at that time, all I can see is my future.
那么好像一个有近视眼的人。
It's just like somebody who is nearsighted.
没有办法看到很远的地方。
You cannot see anything too far.
那么后来我认识神。
Later, I began come to know God.
我发现到人活在这个世界上。
And I realized that for a person to live on this earth,
不止只有这生一生。
It is really not only this life.
那么还有来生的生命。
There is also the life to come.
那么特别让我看到圣经所讲的。
Especially when I saw what the Bible has written.
马太福音16章26节。
In Matthew chapter 16 verse 26.
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
What good would it be for a man if he gained the whole world, yet forfeit his soul?
那么人还能拿什么来换生命呢？
Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?
我就开始从圣经里面寻找人生的真意。
And so I began to look for the real answer for the meaning of life in the Bible.
那到底人活在这个世界上是为了什么？
So what is the purpose for a person to live on this earth?
人生下来这个在这个世界上。
Men were born into this earth.
长大成人结婚生孩子
grow, mature, got married, have children,
有一份很好的职业
have a good profession,
然后退休
and then retire,
养老最后埋葬在泥土里
grow old and then was buried.
那自从我认识了这位神
And after I know this God,
明白了这个永生的生命
I couldn't understand the meaning of eternal life.
认识了圣经所讲的天堂和新天新地
And I understand what the Bible said about heaven and the new heaven and new earth.
那么我对人生的看法有了很大的改变
My outlook of life has changed.
那么这个看法影响了我今天的生命
And it changed my life.
影响到我与神之间那种关系
and also influenced my relationship with God
影响了我侍奉神那种态度
it influenced my attitude about serving God
影响了我传福音的负担
and it also influenced my burden for witnessing
影响了我对钱财的看法
it influenced my outlook on money
也影响了我怎样每一天利用我的Yes.
And it also influenced how I use my time every day.
得救是一个基督徒跟一个没有得救的人不一样。
There is a difference between a saved Christian and one who has not been saved.
一个得救的基督徒
a Christian,
第一应当有一个永恒的前景。
First of all, should have an eternal perspective.
身为一个得救的基督徒
as a saved Christian,
我们跟那些没有信耶稣的人不一样。
We are different from those who are non-believers.
因为一个得救的基督徒有永恒的盼望。
Because a born-again Christian has eternal hope.
那么主耶稣在约翰福音里面告诉我们他的应许。
And Jesus told us about his promise in John.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus said, Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me.
在我父家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。
In my father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
I am going there to prepare a place for you.
我若去为你们预备地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里叫你们也在那里。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
主耶稣保证得救的基督徒他会为他们预备一个地方。
Jesus promised the born again Christians that he has gone to prepare a place for them.
并且会回来接他们到那里去。
And that he will come back to welcome them back.
我们知道主耶稣所坐的地方就是那个新天新地。
We know this place that Jesus is talking about is the new heaven and earth.
基督徒在世上不只只有这一生。
Christians who are living do not only have this life.
还有来生的生命。
There is also the life to come.
因此我们跟那些不得救的人不一样。
So we are different from the non-believers.
我们活在这个世界上的生命也应当不一样。
And our lives should be different from them.
我们的人生观，我们的世界观跟那些不得救的人应当不一样。
Our worldly view should be different from them.
我们不是一般人所想象的。
We should not be just like everybody else.
一个人生下来长大成人。
A person who is born, grow up, mature,
结婚生孩子
get married, have children,
有一份很好的职业
has a good profession,
然后退休养老，最后埋葬在泥土里面
and then retire, grow old, and was buried.
不得救的人只看到眼前的东西
The non-believers only see what is in front of them.
但是得救的基督徒跟他们不一样。
But born again Christians are different from them.
因为基督徒有一个永恒的盼望，有一个永恒的前景。
Because Christians have an eternal perspective, has an eternal hope.
哥林多后书第四章这么讲。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 it says.
就是刚才我们所看的那段经文。
And it is the scripture we have already read.
所以我们不上当，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天一天心是一天。
Therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
我们这自战自清的苦处要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen.
因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
我们圣经告诉我们，看见的东西是暂时的。
The Bible told us what we can see are temporary.
看不见的东西是永远的。
And the unseen is eternal.
我们圣经也告诉我们，我们的生命是一个短暂的生命。
And the Bible also told us that our life is very short.
这个世界将会过去。
This world will pass away.
像在雅各在第四章这么讲。
Just like James told us in chapter 4.
其实明天如何，你们还不知道。
Why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow?
你们的生命是什么呢？
What is your life?
你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
我们圣经在约翰一书也告诉我们。
In 1 John it also tells us.
不要爱这个世界和世界上的事情。
The world and its desires pass away.
原因就是因为这个世界和其上的云。情欲都要过去。
It's because everything on earth will pass away.
唯独那些遵循神旨意的人是永远长存。
But the man who does the will of God lives forever.
所以这个世界圣经讲会被废弃。
So the Bible told us this world will pass away.
只有那些行神旨意的人才是永远长存。
And only the man who does the will of God will live forever.
是的，我们的生命是非常的短暂。
Yes, our life is very short.
而且这个世界正在要过去。
And that this world is going to pass away.
所以我们所看到的不是这个暂时的世界。
So what we can see is not this temporary world.
而是神为我们预备那个永恒的地方。
But we should focus on the eternal world that God has prepared for us.
那个新天新地，那个永恒的家乡。
The new heaven and new earth, the eternal home.
所以基督徒不应该理性素颜。
So Christians should not be nearsighted.
我们不要把我们的眼睛专注在这个暂时的世界。
We should not focus our sight on what is temporary.
我们应该将我们的眼睛专注在那个永恒的国度里面。
We should focus on the eternal kingdom.
所以身为一个基督徒，我们应当有一个永恒的前景。
So as a Christian, we need to have an eternal perspective.
我们除了有这个永恒的前景。
So besides having an eternal perspective,
我们应当圣经讲，我们应当期待那个永恒的盼望。
And we should also have an eternal hope.
希伯来书第十一章讲到一系列的信心伟人。
In Hebrews 11, it mentioned a bunch of great men in faith.
比如说挪亚、亚伯拉罕、摩西。
For example, Noah, Abraham, Moses.
这些人都期待做这个永恒的盼望。
These people have been looking forward to this eternal hope.
那么圣经讲到他们羡慕一个更美的家乡。
And the Bible told us that they were longing for a better country.
就是在天上的。
And it is a heavenly one.
所以神被称为他们的神。
Therefore God, is not ashamed to call them God.
地不以为耻，因为他们已经给他们预备了一座城。
For he has prepared a city for them.
我们其实这些信心的伟人
，These great men of faith，
都在等待着神为他们预备的一个家乡。
They are waiting for the eternal country, that has been prepared for them.
他们知道这个世界不是他们的家乡。
They know that this world is not their own.
他们知道他们的家乡是在那个新天新地。
They know that they belong in the new heaven and earth.
所以在这个彼得后书第三章讲到这个末世的事情。
So in 2 Peter chapter 3, it talks about the end times.
而彼得后书三章十节这么讲。
In 2 Peter verse, chapter 3 verse 10 it says,
但主的日子要像贼来到一样。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief.
那日天地大有响声，废弃有形制的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要被火烧尽。
The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
圣经讲到，既然这个世界要被火烧尽，
and so the Bible says.Since the earth is going to be destroyed by fire,
我们不应当把我们的盼望建立在这世界上。
We should not put our hope on this earth.
彼得后书三章十三节这么讲。
And in Psalm chapter 3 verse 13 it says.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 13.
Sorry, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 13.
但我们照他的应许，盼望今天经历有意义。积在其中。
But in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness.
请注意这句，盼望今天经历。
Please focus on this phrase.
你的盼望建在哪里？
In keeping with His promise, we are looking forward. And what is Peter's hope built on?
你的盼望建立在哪里？
And where do you put your faith in?
这个世界还是神所预备的新天新地。
Is it this earth or is it a new heaven and earth prepared by God?
很多的人，包括基督徒，都为今生来劳碌。
A lot of people, including the Christians, work hard for this earth, for this life.
圣经讲得很正确。
And the Bible said it very accurately.
诗篇九十篇第十节。
In Psalm 19, verse 10.
我们一生的年月是七十岁，不是七岁啊。
The length of our days is 70 years.
若是强壮，得到八十岁。
Or 80 if we have the strength.
但其中所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成功，我们便飞如飞而去。
Yes, their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
这种人生没有一个永恒的前景。
This kind of life does not have an eternal perspective.
更不用讲期待那个永恒的盼望。
And needless to say, there is no eternal hope.
往往很多的基督徒就好像诗篇九十篇第十节所描述的。
And a lot of times, many Christians are what was described in Psalm 90 verse 10.
缺乏一个永恒的前景。
Lacking an eternal perspective.
也没有期待神对他们所预备的新天新地。
And they left looking forward to the new heaven and new earth.
为什么基督徒不期待神所为他们预备的新天新地？
Why would Christians not look forward to the new heaven and new earth prepared by God?
原因就是因为他们对天堂对新天新地的认识很肤浅。
And it is because they do not have a deep understanding of heaven and the new heaven and earth.
而死亡对于他们来讲是一个绝望的事情。
Death to them is the end.
反过来说，为什么保罗期待到新天到天堂？
In another hand, why would Paul be looking forward to heaven?
保罗说，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Paul said, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
然后保罗在说，我正在两难之处，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好事无比的。
And then he said again, I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
为什么保罗能够讲这些话？
So why was Paul able to say that?
原因是因为保罗对死亡、对这个天堂的认识很深入。
It's because Paul had a deep understanding of death and also the heaven.
保罗认为死亡不是一条绝路。
Paul knew that death is not the end.
而是一个开始。
It is a beginning.
是一个提升。
It is actually an ascension.
提升到一个更美好的地方。
Ascend to a better place.
保罗也知道他将来会从死里复活过来。
Paul also knows that one day he will resurrect from the dead.
那么同时他也知道他所要去的地方是一个什么样的地方。
And he also knows what kind of place he's going to be going to.
因此他说， 情愿为是与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。
And therefore he said, I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
死亡对一个认识神的人。
To a Christian, death.
死亡对一个认识天堂的人。
To a person who knows heaven.
不是一个绝望的事情。
Death is not the end.
死亡是一个提升。
Death is an ascension.
提升到一个永恒。的阶段
and it is to be ascended into an eternal period.
我们圣经讲天堂比这个地方更好
and the Bible says heaven is much better than this earth.
你相信不相信
do you believe in it?
所以我们应当期待那永恒的家乡
so we need to hope for the eternal country.
我们在这一生第一我们应当有一个永恒的前景
so in this life, first of all, we need to have an eternal perspective.
第二我们应当期待这个永恒的盼望
secondly, we need to have an eternal hope.
那么圣经告诉我们第三我们应该在这个世界上过一个圣洁和敬虔的生活
and thirdly, the Bible tells us that we need to live a godly and holy life.
如果我们对天堂的认识很深
If we have a deep understanding of heaven
如果我们的生命存有一个永恒的前景
If our life has an eternal perspective
我们将会要过一个圣洁和敬虔的生活
We will therefore live a godly and holy life
所以彼得后书三章十一节十二节这么说
So in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 11 and 12 it says
这一切既然都如此消化你们为人应当怎么圣洁怎么敬虔
Since everything will be destroyed in this way what kind of people ought you to be?
切切仰望的日子来到在那日天被火就消化了有行你的都要被烈火融化
You ought to live that day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire and the elements will melt in the heat
然后彼得勉励我们
And then Peter encouraged us
当我们照他的应许盼望新天新地有意期待其中
So dear friends, since you are looking forward to this make it
亲爱的弟兄们你们既盼望这些事就当殷勤使自己没有玷污无可指责安然见主
Make every effort to be found faultless, blameless and at peace with him
而彼得在这里问了一个问题
So Peter asked a question here
他说既然这个天地要被废弃
He said since everything will be destroyed
我们为人应当怎样圣洁和敬虔
What kind of people ought you to be?
换句话说我们应当怎样过一个圣洁的生活
In another word, we ought to live a holy and godly life
而彼得讲到这个世界将要过去
Peter said this world will pass away
最重要的不是这些东西啊，英文叫做 stuff
The most important things are not these stuff
而是过一个圣洁的生活
But it is to live a holy and godly life
如果一个人没有这个永恒的前景
If a person does not have an eternal perspective
他只看到眼前的东西
He only sees what is in front of him
他不会要过一个圣洁的生活
He will not want to live a holy and godly life
存有一个永恒的前景将会影响到我们今生的生命
To have an eternal perspective will influence how we live today
影响我们跟神之间那种关系
Will influence our relationship with God
影响我们跟人之间那种关系
Will also influence our interpersonal relationship
影响我们对死亡的看法
Will influence how we look at death
影响我们对钱财的看法
Will influence how we look at material thing
影响到我们对传福音那种负担
and will influence our burden on sharing the gospel
它同时影响到我们每天生活上我们怎么样去利用我们的时间
and will also influence how we use our time every day
存有一个永恒的前景
to have an eternal perspective
也会使到我们看到生命的短暂
will also enable us to see the shortness of life
知道生命是这么的短暂
We know that life is short
我们将会珍惜我们的光阴
We will then value the time we have
刚才诗篇九十篇谈到我们今生的生命
Just now, the Psalm 90, Psalm 90 talk about the life we have.
这里讲到我们的一生只有70岁。
The length of our days is 70.
如果你强壮的话，可以到80岁。
And if you have strength, maybe 80 years.
但是这些年日都是转眼成功。
But these are, the span is but trouble and sorrow.
所以摩西在这个490天给我们一句很有智慧的话。
And so Moses gave us a word of wisdom in Psalm 90.
求你指教我们怎样数算是自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
那这节经文提醒我们在这一生里面要有智慧。
The scripture here reminds us to live our days aright.
晓得怎样去数算自己的日子。
That we know how to number our days.
知道生命是很短暂的。
We know that life is short.
只不过是70岁或者80岁。
Only 70 years or maybe 80.
那神在每一个基督徒的身上都有他的旨意。
God has a will on every Christian.
如果你要知道怎么是神的旨意的话。
If you want to know God's will.
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible tells us clearly.
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，也必警醒。
God's will is that you should be sanctified and that you should avoid sexual immorality.
所以圣经讲得非常清楚。
So the Bible states clearly.
神的旨意就是要我们过一个圣洁的生活。
God wants us to live a holy life.
我们在我们的生命里面，生活里面，每一天都面对很多挑战跟试探。
We face temptation and tests every day.
我们这些挑战或者试探，可能是家庭的问题。
All of these may include family problems.
可能是工作的问题。
It may be your work problem.
可能是金钱的引诱。
It may be monetary temptation.
肉体的情欲。
Maybe your flesh.
眼目的情欲。
Or your sight.
或者今生的骄傲。
Or it is the it is your life.
只要我们活着一天。
If we live a day, we will have to face all of these.
但是神告诉我们,
But God told us,
神的旨意就是要我们过一个圣洁的生活。
God's will is for us to be sanctified.
既然我们是得救的基督徒,
Since we are born again Christians,
我们应当如何活?
Now, how ought should we live?
我们应当怎样的过这些生？
How do we live our lives?
得救的基督徒跟没有得救的人不一样。
There is a difference between born again Christians and the non-believers.
一个得救的基督徒，第一应当有一个永恒的前景。
For born again Christian, first of all, you should have an eternal perspective.
一个得救的基督徒，第二应当期待那个永恒的盼望。
Secondly, you should have an eternal hope.
第三，一个得救的基督徒应该过一个圣洁跟敬虔的生活。
And thirdly, as a Christian, you need to live a godly and holy life.
让我们在神的面前同心祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your words.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
求主帮助我们不要做一个沉睡的人。
Help us not to be drowsy.
让我们有一个永恒的前景。
Help us to have an eternal perspective.
让我们期待着你为我们所预备的今天今地。
And help us to look forward to the new heaven and earth you prepare for us.
同时让我们在这一生里面过一个圣洁和敬虔的生活。
And help us to live a godly and holy life.
求主帮助我
们。Please help us, Lord.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.